The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This week on Blitz, we're reporting on training camp. Plus, the Patriots held a press conference to say nothing, and would someone please pay attention to Antonio Brown and Jalen Ramsey? All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get Blitz.
Welcome to Blitz, Evelyn's where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Training camp is underway, and sometimes you just can't get an Uber when you need one. So you got to find another way, like Antonio Brown or Jalen Ramsey.
Oh,
plus,
God.
Some big names have moved teams. So what's the strangest one to wrap your head around? We'll also bash the Patriots. Plus, what's the biggest no-brainer thing that will happen this upcoming season?
Huh?
And for thank you. And for those of you listening in, thanks for tuning in to our last show.
Well,
ever.
Well, ever. No, not ever.
Thank goodness, because this sucks. Yeah.
If I only got rid of two hosts, it'd be great. Before we start doing live video shows of Blitz, we'll continue to do our regular audio podcast as well. But for those of you who are dying to see the catastrophic effects of poor alcohol management on the human body, tune in on August 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern, mostly Coach, for our very first video broadcast. So much to cover tonight. But first, for the last time behind the veil, let's introduce our host.
We should stay behind the veil.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing. That's my thing.
You know, when I can and can't talk.
I know.
Is there any time?
Because it's hot out, our barkeep has prepared an Island Breeze cocktail for us tonight, which is made of Grey Goose vodka, pineapple juice, and a splash of grenadine or cranberry juice. And cranberry juice. It's very refreshing. And speaking of islands, if you had to spend a whole year on a deserted island with an NFL player, who would it be? Should I repeat the question?
Who's the only female NFL player of all time?
What just happened? I was watching him stare at the...
Oh, it's because he's... Suddenly, he's like the Manchurian candidate staring at the teleprompter the whole time. You're just killing me.
He's like trying to high five me.
Sorry. He can't do it.
Okay, what's going on here?
Put a screen in front of the rookie and he just locks in like a zombie. Okay.
Oh,
guys,
so good.
Speaking of islands,
yep.
If you were on a deserted island a year.
Right. A year?
What NFL player would you want to be deserted on that island with?
Someone who's really good at lots of things. Okay,
good answer.
Good specifics,
Coach. Might it be Gronk?
I'm working on it.
Because Gronk always seems to bring the party to him.
Someone will show up.
You'd be in a rave. And you'd be like, I thought this was abandoned. I thought this was a deserted island. We've got Marshmallow DJing a set here. What's happening?
I like it. I like it. For no particular reason, I had Christian McCaffrey. It just popped in my head. And you know, I think I know why. The guy does like everything. I think that's where I was going with it. Like he's just going to, he could probably chase rabbits down and we could have rabbit stew. Like, the guy seems like he could do whatever. And he would just, the little hut would be built. The guy just wouldn't stop producing shit.
I can see Coach being 300 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
And McCown on the island.
Over but there.
You think you're going to chase that pheasant down,
exactly.
Christian?
Exactly.
I'm getting a bit hungry.
Up the tree.
Think we can have an omelet for breakfast?
He's directing McCaffrey
exactly.
around. And when the rabbit goes by, he just takes a stick and he's like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it.
This close. This close.
That close. Christian, he went that way.
There's like on a rock wall. There's
hey, Chrissy.
Like,
hey, Chrissy.
Yeah.
He went into that bush over there.
There's like a, what do you call it, a counter. It's like dinners, Christian, a million bills, one. Knocked a coconut down once and had that.
But I'm the coach.
Oh, you're the coach.
I'm coaching him. Okay, that's why he's so good.
Wow. Way to bring it full circle.
Well coached.
Right?
Nice
work.
I like that a lot.
I call him C-Mac, by the way. C-Mac.
Oh, C-Mac.
Yeah. Just not Christy.
Whatever gets you more rabbits,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
If you'd like the recipe for the Island Breeze cocktail and want to find it, we'll drink on our next show. Just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind
the Veil.
That's our show. Behind the Sticks.
I can't read the
mailman. Mailman.
We may not want to spend time with him on a deserted island, but he is our barkeep, and he is a Bills fan. So let's bring him in to start talking about Bills training camp. Coach, barkeep, great to have you on Blitzed. What's going on? Well, he calls himself Coach.
But it's so awkward. They look at me when you're saying that.
Yeah, you did say Coach.
I know, I did. But then I called him barkeep.
Which coach are you talking to?
I know.
Shut the fuck up. Let's go. Okay? Here we go.
This is definitely not started off on the right foot.
No. It's going bad. Yeah. It's going poorly.
All right. Barkeep. Sean McDermott recently referred to his wide receivers as Smurfs, saying they're kind of like Smurfs. If you ever watch the Smurfs, they live in like a small village so they can separate in small places. And all of our receivers are like this tall, and McDermott referred to something that's like 5'8", which is amazing. So my question is, because McDermott gives the receivers a nickname, does that automatically make them a top 10 unit?
Oh, cool.
You know what? I will tell you this right now. Everything that I am reading and hearing out of Bills training camp, I am unfortunately not able to get up to training camp this year. I've been up there a couple times before. Cole Beasley has been a stud in camp. John Brown has been beating the defenses outside of that, and we're going to have one of the top, I want to say top three defenses. He's been beating them over the top. Josh Allen has had connections with both of those two guys. I've heard that Robert Foster has been pretty impressive in camp, and I've heard Zay Jones has also been doing well.
Yeah, Jones.
So if you want to talk about having a nickname, I don't care what the nickname is. If you have receivers that are going to produce there, and we brought in two guys to surround Josh Allen with talent, I don't care what nickname it is. If you watch those movies and everything else, the Smurfs always come out on top, and I'll take that nickname any day of the week because our wide receiver is going to come out on top, and Josh Allen is going to improve this year.
Did he prep you for that question?
No, not at all, but this guy's a pro.
Yeah, he is.
Now, we all know who Gargamel is, but who's Azrael? That's got to be Edelman, right?
I got you.
You're the only one who's actually seen it.
Oh,
when you
really?
Do a little digging?
Well, no, the coach and I were alive when the Smurfs were actually
Gargamel.
On TV.
Yeah, I see. The,
you don't even know what you don't even know what a Smurf
I
is.
Don't even
rookie.
Know, I didn't know the Smurfs were on TV. I thought it was just a 2012 movie that came out. Cool original characters.
Okay, barkeep. Everyone's pretty high on Josh Allen's performances here in training camp, which is obviously a good sign. However, through the second week of camp last year, Nathan Peterman was lighting it up and looked to be the starter. What signs can we as fans look for to get an honest evaluation of Allen's progress at quarterback?
Well, one of the things that I've talked about with you guys before is that we were going to be looking for an increase in accuracy and also an increase in quote-unquote quarterback performance from Josh Allen. We all know that Josh Allen is known for his arm strength, his potential to throw the ball down the field. He's been doing that and connecting with John Brown over the top. One of the things he's actually been doing is connecting underneath with Dawson Knox, our rookie tight end, as well as Cole Beasley.
Nice.
One of the things that I've been actually reading a lot about is that Cole Beasley just pretty much refuses to drop a football. the thing that I think is going to be a downfall is that I think Josh Allen really kind of needs to look to other progressions first and then to Cole Beasley. So everything I've been seeing with the videos and things like that, he's really kind of been staring at Cole Beasley, and that's going to lead the defenses over there and maybe lead to some turnovers. He's going to learn that. Josh Allen is an extremely smart quarterback. He picks up those things. I've read a lot about when he makes a mistake, he actually will go to the defenders on the defensive side of the football and say, what did I do wrong? What did you see? Where were my eyes? What did I do wrong? And a couple of the videos I've seen, people are pointing out, like, oh, he just stared and stared and stared and then hit Cole Beasley. But right. Everything that I'm seeing so far is that he's willing to throw the short pass to make those passes there so that all of a sudden his completion percentage is going to increase. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest knocks on Josh Allen is that he's never completed more than like 52-53% of his passes at any point in his career. Now he has those, you know, those safety blankets, those checkdowns. He has the good running backs behind him. He has Dawson Knox. He has Cole Beasley. All of a sudden, you're going to get those checkdowns, those 1-2 checkdowns. I hate to bring it up, but you know, you got the Tom Brady kind of esque attitude here. You got the check. But then all of a sudden, like that one pass down the field, John Brown is going to be streaming down the sideline for that 60-70-yard gain, and that's where we're going to blow past you.
Cole Beasley, otherwise known as Hansy Smurf.
I was going to say, biggest knock is that he's staring at Cole Beasley.
I'm not really quite sure what it's going to be. It's Handy Smurf at this point.
Well, it catches everything. Stick'em Smurf. Yeah. Maybe it's Stick'em Smurf?
Or 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. You know, always open. Back to, Hogan, Chris Hogan.
Nice.
It's like he's constantly open. He finds himself to be there, and that's what Sean McDermott was talking about. They find themselves open in small spaces. You don't need to be 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". You know, we tried that with the Kelvin Benjamin, and we all know how that ended.
How did
with a Popeye's chicken basket. So,
but
what we're seeing now is that I think what we've done is we've surrounded Josh Allen with playmakers. We've surrounded him with people who know their positions and know their roles. One of the biggest assessments I saw of even John Brown is that not only is he a speedster, but he can run the routes well. He can cross the middle. He can come back and he can come into the middle and run a 5-yard in. He can run a 5-yard out, but then he can burn you on a 6-yard deep. So you have those things, but at the same time, if he's not open, Cole Beasley will be open, and then Dawson Knox is catching everything too.
All I remember Smurfette was always very leery of Hansy Smurf. That's all I remember from that show.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, it was just really awkward.
And all I know
really
is awkward. That it's both on and off the pitch. He's been told in the locker room he's been staring at Cole Beasley.
Yeah, it's just awkward. It's just awkward like that.
It's just getting to
why
be a bit much.
Why would Smurfette stare at Cole Beasley? He's a stud right now.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Smurf. It's just the feedback. I mean, it's anonymous feedback.
It's what we're hearing.
Smurfette became Me Too Smurf later on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Had to be said. Had to be said. Okay.
Josh Allenstein.
Not done anything wrong yet.
Barkeep, we're going to get you out on this. Bills rookie Devin Singletary got a lot of first team reps the other day at Bills training camp. So does this mean anything, or is it just how the Bills roll at camp?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was trolling through Twitter today, and I saw Frank Gore rip off a 25-yard run that looked super impressive. He didn't look like he was a 36-year-old. I'm excited about Devin Singletary. I think at some point this year he's going to probably take over our first-team running back role. He still has to pass over to, I think, potentially future Hall of Famers. But I think his role right now is to learn from them. And they're going to keep his legs fresh. And where we're at, you never know where we're going to be at the later part of this year. We have one of the easier schedules. We could be in the playoff hunt in the middle of the year, and then we start playing in Devin Singletary's role. He was the NCAA leader in broken tackles and touchdowns last year. Why not play that strength? Why not do those things and then play in McCoy and Gore, who are not going to be those three-down backs anymore? So I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with our running back field. We still have Yeldon. We have like 17,000 running backs.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% where we're going to go, but I think our top three backs are clearly going to be Singletary, Gore, and McCoy.
Barkeep, it's been a huge pleasure to have you back on Blitz. Long time, brother, but we'll get you on more during the season.
You know what? I cannot wait to see you guys on video. This is going to be hilarious. I got a question for you. Who's going to be making the drinks I'm sending you?
Well, Clippy's yeah, Clippy the producer is probably going to
be making them on video, or are they going to be pre-made?
I think they're going. Well, we'll
I'd
see.
Like to get them on video. That'd be nice.
Judging by the skill of this crew, they're we're probably going to be drinking beer because all they can do is take a lid off a bottle.
No. I'm still sending you guys drinks.
I like it. Oh yeah, I like
you
it.
No, that can't be. That can't
need
be happening.
I love it. Well, it's something more for Clippy to do before the show begins. So
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I like it. It's going to be great.
All right, guys.
All right, great talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Prompter.
I know. He's just like,
blah, blah, yeah, so how's it going?
First down.
Training camp has begun, and Wallflowers, Antonio Brown, and Jalen Ramsey made splashy entrances. Brown arrived at Raiders camp on a hot air balloon, while Jalen Ramsey arrived in a to camp in an armored truck to the announcement of, it's time to get this money!
Oh, my God.
So what movie best represents what fans think of these kinds of entrances? Coach!
Yes! Okay, right. I have a movie for this.
You did?
And I have very little to talk about, but I need participation.
You have very little to talk
oddly
about.
Oddly enough!
Oh, my God.
Shocker.
Really came prepared.
Yeah. Mystery Men.
Okay.
And the premise.
Great movie.
Oh,
great movie.
But the premise behind this is, and this is why I want to tie it into these two jackoffs, is that these are heroes in that show who think they're superheroes, but they're not that important.
Mm. Yes.
All right, state your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy in the head, or I burn them like so. Oh, don't do that. I also have my truth syrup, which is low fat.
And these are the same guys.
Like
you look at these dicks, right? I mean, it's like they're treating them or presenting themselves like they're these otherworldly things, that they're so much better and so much special than everybody else, right? Doing these fucking antics. It's like just fucking go to work. Like every other football player says, I'm here to go to work, I'm here to commit for the team, I'm here to sacrifice, I'm here to listen, I'm here to learn, I'm here to all do these things. They come with a freaking balloon and a Brinks truck. Like, this is against everything I believe in football, and I just fucking hate it, and I just think it's bullshit.
Ultimate team sport.
Okay, so here.
Wow.
Here they care. I want you guys, and I have some ideas. I want a name. So everyone in Mystery Men had a name. So there's the spoon-flinging Blue Rajah, the shovel-witting Shoveler, the ball-hurling Bowler, the flatulent Spleen, the invisible boy. So who are these guys? Who is Antonio Brown? What's his Mystery Man name? What's his nickname? And I'm thinking Smile. I'm thinking like All That Glitters Is Brown. Kind of stuff. Like who would you go with Antonio Brown? What kind of ridiculous name does this guy deserve?
No idea.
I like the spoon guy.
The spoon guy? We'll call him
don't got one.
I think you got it. No, I think you nailed it before. You called him Glistening Brown.
Glistening Brown.
That that's, you know, why not?
Right. Yeah. Right. And the only thing with Ramsey, I'm thinking like this guy is just so he's just motor mouth.
Yeah,
motor mouth Ramsey.
Yeah.
Like he just never stops, right? Yep. The guy's just going to this level. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it does.
Just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, I'm done.
Jeez.
I'm out.
Coach.
Wow.
Bah.
Rook, what do you got?
He's angry.
I've never seen him like Mr. Brow, Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Okay, I'm going a different direction with it.
Please,
I actually have a lot more to say.
Holy cow.
Okay, so when I was a kid, when I was like pretty young, I stayed home from school one day.
So yesterday.
And I distinctly remember I was actually sick, okay?
Oh.
I wasn't faking it.
Right.
I had a glass of apple juice and threw up, and now I can't drink apple juice anymore.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm sitting on the couch.
Cool story,
and I'm
Hansel.
Bundled up.
I didn't even know that one.
Stop it.
So I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm
like, Hansel and Gretel, 1982.
You remember when you were homesick, and you could like basically make a bed on the couch?
Yeah, it was just great.
Wow. Yes. I'm bundled up, and I'm flicking through the channels, watching TV, which is great.
Yes.
And I come across this movie, Princess Bride.
Oh.
Okay, so that's my first
amazing
time watching Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And I remember like one of those movies that you stumble. Remember when TV was a thing and you could watch like you're like, this is the only thing on
coach
TV.
Coach is going back.
Oh yeah.
We
you're
know.
Like, I guess I got to watch this movie cuz it's the only thing on.
Yeah. Sure.
And so you watch a movie from beginning to end and you're like,
Oh, my God. That movie was amazing.
Or you watch it partway through to end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There's that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, oh, so, 30 anyways, minutes.
So that was my first foray into The Princess Bride. Great movie. Loved it.
Terrific.
And my mom, was like talking about it infinitely. I was like quoting it. It was my favorite movie. Yeah. Asked if we could rent it like the next day. Asked if we could buy it on VHS. Anyway, so then every time that I was sick, my mom would rent me Princess Bride. And so it became this thing where I started. Sorry, that's am I awesome. Boring you? Is this boring?
Yeah. Well, I mean, get to your point.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
So then I started noticing something.
Yeah.
Now, anytime anything bad happened, my mom would rent Princess Bride.
Oh.
So I'd be sitting there like eating breakfast, and my mom would like slip in Princess Bride, and I knew it was like Grandma's dead. Like I'm just like, who died? Who died? What's going on? And all of a sudden, Princess Bride became distraction for horrible, horrible things.
So now you associate it with something awful.
So whenever my wife puts Princess Bride on, I know something awful has happened.
Oh my.
All right. Where is the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide and we both drink and find out who is right and who is dead.
God.
Anyway, that's what this is. This is the veil in front of
I like that hand movement.
Bad news, basically.
Wow.
And these guys are just putting on to the fans. It's like, this is horse shit. Like, I just need you to be a good team player and a good football player.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't need you. Yes, I like it on the surface, but behind the scenes, this is not good news. Something is happening, and that's what this is to me. Like, a guy fucking showing up in a blimp, great. If you put up fucking 1,600 yards, I don't give a shit. Yeah, show up in whatever you want, but if you're all about the money and you don't have a good season, like, you got to back it up. It's got to be good.
This one thing about this. Mm. One thing.
What's that?
That neither of them are on my team.
Yes. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Go Buccaneers.
Go
so
Bucks.
Okay, so
Bucks till I die.
I'm really glad. Yeah. I'm really glad you guys went in a certain direction on this.
Did we?
Yeah, I think you did. Because I went exactly the same way.
Yes.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
So, I'm going with
we rehearsed and everything.
And I'm going with a Jack Black movie, Nacho Libre,
ooh,
which tells the heroic tale of a monastery cook in Mexico who moonlights as a professional wrestler to raise money for orphan children.
It's pretty standard.
Right?
Is this a pretty good standard
movie? Exactly.
Is this a good movie?
Coach is like, that's a movie? It's amazing. it was a hilarious concept, and the trailer looked incredible.
Really,
like, when
good.
It came on, I was like, this is going to be fucking
because it came
hilarious,
out close
right?
to Napoleon Dynamite.
Totally.
And it was like, another one, let's do it.
There
I'm
you
in.
Go.
Orphans, listen to me. Listen to Ignacio. I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face. Mm-hmm. Or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it. Because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor.
So you've never wrestled?
Me? No, come on. Don't be crazy.
But like most Jack Black movies, like Shallow Hal, Year One, and the critically maimed Be Kind, Rewind, after about 10 minutes of watching Jack Black rub his belly and prance around and generally be Jack Black, I'm like doing the same thing that most fans are doing watching Antonio Brown and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
I'm saying, enough of this shit
I'm not
already.
For this shit.
Fuck.
Not falling for this shit.
Do something, for God's sakes. Perform already, okay? Be better than
dance
who you
puppet.
Are.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, no, he is dancing.
Okay.
And I'm saying,
sorry.
Yeah.
Missed it.
Move along. Be a better actor.
Not quite picking up.
Right?
Do
that guy.
What you're dropping?
Be that guy. Be like the Holiday Jack Black. Be that guy.
That's okay.
Killer. Right?
School of Rock Jack Black.
Oh, right?
Oh, man. Killer.
Perhaps
Jumanji.
Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder.
Jack
so
Black,
basically anything
right?
Jack Black's in. Kung Fu Panda.
Pretty much.
Even Be Kind Rewind.
In
not
fact,
that bad.
In fact, the three movies I brought up are
you
actually
like
pretty,
all
they're
of
actually
them.
Pretty good.
I knew I was gonna accuse you. You love Jack Black.
I do.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Good take, though. I like it. Thanks.
Second down.
As I mentioned, training camp just started. And do you guys understand what
an intro
looks like?
Shut up. We're talking.
Okay,
shut up.
So I'm sorry.
What? We've got things to say. Shut up for a second. We're talking.
Okay, carry on.
Oh, no, we're done now.
Yeah, no, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good.
As I mentioned, training camp started, and we now get to see some big names like OBJ and Le'Veon Bell in new places.
Pretty cool.
So what's the hardest thing you've had to see to wrap your head around this season?
Like in terms of players and stuff like that, right?
You could actually answer this any way you want. I don't have to clarify. Yeah. You know,
really?
In rehearsal, you ask the same question. I don't know why you do this.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, I know. You weren't there.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Right.
When is rehearsal?
We rehearse? I had no idea. Have we been doing that for a while yet?
Yeah. Generally, Clippy and I make it and just sort of stare at each other and for about half an hour.
The talent just rolls in?
The talent just
rolls
in.
Is that who we
are? Stinking drunk, I might add.
We should get a balloon for our next show.
We should.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing.
We'll just float in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Why don't you roll out of an armored truck screaming money, money, and see how much you get?
Yeah.
Okay, so you asked a question, right?
Should I repeat it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm not even going.
I remember it.
Oh!
Yeah. Something about something we didn't like to see or
the
something.
The thing that you're going to miss
Bride.
Most.
Yes!
Good.
Nailed it. Here's what I'm going to miss most.
Yeah.
And here's the hardest part. I'm a big Bortles guy.
Oh.
I love Bortles' presence.
You're the only one.
Out of social media.
You're the only
totally
one.
You went out of turn.
Am I not supposed to do
this?
No,
I was supposed to.
Okay, supposed we just to roll
this?
With it. Clippy says roll with it. Roll with it.
Rolling. We're rolling.
You're a Bortles fan.
You're green lighted.
I'm going Bortles.
You're a Bortles guy?
I'm a Bortles guy.
I love it.
Have you heard some of the quotes that this guy puts up on social media? Like the most recent one, why he bought a Tesla?
Oh.
He said he bought a Tesla because he thought if he didn't have to go to a gas station to get gas, he could kick Chew. Like he's
I thought that was my way to stop dipping. Yeah.
Like I'm good if I don't need to go to a gas station, I don't go to a gas station to buy dip and I'll be healthier for it.
So buy a six-figure car and then quit tobacco.
Yeah. Like Bortles in general is the lovable idiot. And I love that about him.
Yeah,
and you read
all these quotes about him.
And you hear about, first of all, he's Walter Payton Man of the Year finalist. You know, his team nominated him.
You know, that's
a great
charity. Aren't like 32 guys the finalists?
Yeah, but a team nominates one guy per team.
Oh, so it's either Jalen Ramsey or Blake
Bortles.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Jalen has a lot of money to do.
It's the money truck
guy. That's why Jalen's asking for more money.
Or the lovable idiot.
That's why he's asking for more money, because he needs to unseat Bortles as the Walter. He wants to donate.
Well, that's why he's doing
asking for more. Yeah.
Can I change my take on the last one?
So he's just giving the money to charity.
Yeah, he's giving the money
he's
away.
He's not raising it.
He's giving it. He's like, I need more money.
Le'Veon Bell gives his money to charity. Like, and any female that walks by wants to spend the night gets to take away jewelry.
Exactly.
I kind of like
this,
though.
He invites two females every night into his house
and
to just walk away with all of his money.
Take a few, you know.
I want the money for poor Linda and Jamal.
Right?
Is that what he's saying?
Well, it's more like...
Are there no kids named Jamal?
I'm not asking any questions. No, there's nothing
wrong
with that.
Get all over me about Linda then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Nobody's been named Linda in 28 years.
It was.
Linda isn't even a name anymore.
It's Wonder Woman.
Just so you
I'm sure Bortles will name his daughter Linda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He should.
Or
he should.
Jamal.
Yeah, because it rhymes with Sarah. That's why Bortles did it.
Okay.
Because it rhymes with Blake. He's like, I did it because it rhymes with Blake. Like, what? Anyway, so here's my problem.
Oh, he's not done.
Here's my problem.
No, he's never done.
You never read about backup QBs. And this guy's going to go from, like, the starting QB who's a lovable moron to just some lost backup. And I miss reading about Blake. He is the most lovable idiot out there.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's the hardest thing for me.
I like it.
That's I, like I feel for you.
Yeah, yeah, thank
we'll dial up Princess Bride later.
Thank you.
For me, it's personal.
Oh, deeply.
Okay, it's
deeply
personal. Nice. All right, so
I predict
Cam
this.
Chancellor.
Yeah. Last
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks to the couch.
Actually, that is worse than this one.
Yeah,
but that was last year. So, okay, so we that, that right. That's dated right. now. That's dated
sorry,
now.
Sorry, right. sorry.
No, so the
Frank Clark to the Chiefs got to be
too.
Yeah,
that's tough too.
That's
tough too. But Frank didn't really like inspire a generation of Seahawks fans like that's the true. Legion of Boom did.
Russell Wilson to the money truck that Jalen Ramsey's driving.
Oh, God, don't get me started okay, on that sorry. Fucking okay. franchise killing deal.
Just trying to ignite your fuse here.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Earl Thomas.
Oh.
Earl Thomas, who, you know, famously fingered his coach.
No regrets, after by the way. Doesn't regret it.
Apparently not. Oddly enough, Earl's a nut job. Okay, he's an unbelievable athlete, but he's a nut
yeah.
job, right?
Yeah.
And he's with the Ravens now, which that part of it I actually like because that's a fierce defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fierce, but I actually think that's a really nice sync up in terms of that fit. Talent and the,
very nice
the mindset. But as a Seahawks fan, I mean, it was like what the hell? I mean, Earl Thomas did have that edge. Every team needs a few guys that have edge, that have that, like, I don't care if it's practice. I'm going to smack you. I'm going to do whatever I can to beat you because I want to make you better. Earl probably didn't care about making guys better, right. but that type of energy and that type of attitude,
he doesn't care. Of that equation.
No.
So really a terrible team guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
Accidentally
just
good.
Just bought himself a breakup truck, by the way.
He but wants to hit people
yeah.
all the time. But doesn't care about them.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at
but
all.
But accidentally, he's helping them, if that makes any sense at all.
So the Vontaze Burfecht effect.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
nice.
I like that.
Burfecht effect. That's clever.
That's something we'll do next.
The Vontaze Burfecht.
The Burfecht effect.
Oh, the Burfecht.
The Burfecht. You really got to enunciate that well
you
to
do.
Make it clear.
You
so,
do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It works better over video. You know?
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
clearly.
Next week we'll
it
get
really
or two
does.
Weeks from
yeah.
now.
Nothing.
Hey, Clippy, do we have a Burfecht graphic we can throw up?
You can just whip that up.
No.
No. No. No, and keep your hands down.
That's the stock response.
Yeah. He's got a sign coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah no.
No, we don't got that.
Get your hand down.
Yes, sir.
Get
yeah,
your hand
no.
down, coach.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Yeah, so that's it for me. Earl Thomas missing from my team. I think he's going to tremendously help another team.
Right.
It's a rough thing for Seahawks. Legion Boom is completely and absolutely gone.
Yeah.
It's a tough day. Tough day for us guys.
True enough. But. Isn't it strange because I think that you have certain teams and they have a reputation for something. And Baltimore
totally.
Has always had a
totally,
reputation
yeah.
for defense.
Oh, yep. yeah.
And even though they've gone through what I would say is two generations of players.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, since the 2000s.
They
for sure.
still have that reputation of playing really, really tough defense.
Yep. Yeah.
So, like, what is it? Because they cycle through defensive coordinators like nobody's business.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So,
yeah.
is it just that you show up and it's the expectation that that's the thing?
I think that's a good point. I think as long as you have leaders that carry culture. And that's the nice thing with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Seahawks have a certain type of defense as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want leaders to carry the culture and basically pass the torch, if you will.
Mm.
And they must have done a great job organizationally. I know Harbaugh's been there for quite a while. Maybe the GM has a good touch on that. I don't know him well enough. But that's the requirement is the culture has to be carried and then, of course, instilled with mm-hmm. every – I mean, a generation of football is like, what, 4 years? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like
yeah.
it's a 20-year thing. So
yeah,
you've
yeah.
got to get these leaders that you got to build them up, make them leaders, and then have them instill it and keep going. And they must have done a great job there because mm-hmm. I really like how Baltimore as a team. I'm not a huge fan. You know, I'm not a general fan of them, but I like the franchise because they have that mm-hmm. – they've really cultivated something special. A lot of teams don't have anything. Really.
True enough.
I mean, think about a bunch of teams. They don't really have an identity. And it's so important for a franchise to have one.
I give you
one.
The Buccaneers.
I was thinking of the exact same thing. But there's lots. Totally. Like the Dolphins, do they have identity except for losing to the Patriots? Like, I mean.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Laces
no,
out.
Laces
excuse
out,
me.
Yeah.
They have led the league for the last 25 years in sales of kids' pajamas.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
So
my brother got
that's
Dolphins
thing.
Pajamas
yeah.
when he was seven.
See?
And now
exactly.
he's a Dolphins fan
that's,
for life.
That's not an accident.
No.
Okay?
No, it isn't. Yeah. Yeah.
God, coach, like, fuck, find Where your facts
fuck
before
did that
you
come from?
Yeah.
Start throwing stones at the Dolphins.
Stats
Jesus,
guy.
Man.
Stats guy.
Unbelievable.
Stats guy. Out.
Can we get a sound effect for stats,
stats guy?
Like, stats.
That was a real mic drop stats moment.
Guy. That would be amazing,
You
right?
just killed me on that one.
I know.
Killed
exactly.
me. Stats. That sounds so menacing.
Yeah.
So menacing.
You got stats. I love it.
I love it. If it was just a big button that you could press.
Whenever
you stat somebody.
And it shows up. It shows up. Right up here.
I want like that Staples easy button, but it's got to be stats.
I'd like it if you used it.
How about that stat?
You got stats. And it just randomly throws stats quotes at you.
You've been stats.
In the background, there could be random stats that just plop out.
Can you give us like
Clippy, come
burst
on.
Effects
no.
with stats?
No, can't do it.
No, oh, that'd be a no. Can't
just
do it.
Just push out crazy stats. No crazy stats.
He's still looking for a picture of Burfict. Yeah.
Still. Yeah. We got Katy Perry and Baker Mayfield. Those are the two backgrounds we got. Oh, there's Charlton Heston, I think.
Don't get it, but sure.
Well, okay, so...
Are we done? What's going on?
Well, yeah, no, I was going to talk a little bit, but I went
a little bit. Do you got time?
Or you're going
to
go?
Well, I'm going to talk about AB. I mean, because I think that is a weird thing to see. You rarely see players at the peak of their career demanding trades and getting out of town, especially when they're with a team where they are getting theirs.
Oh.
I mean, AB was killing it
in Pittsburgh.
There's
like five of those guys this year.
I know, but he's the most... But he's like the most prolific wide receiver we've seen in a very, very long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
on a great team.
Yeah, on a great team.
Right.
And for him to force his way out of town to really go to, let's be honest, a rebuilding squad like the Raiders are. They're in transition. There's a lot of flux happening
They're
there.
Moving cities.
Exactly. Like right no one even knows if Derek Carr is really the guy or not. I mean, there's been signs of him being the guy pre-injury, but who knows if he's going to get his in Oaktown, right? So, I mean, I think that that's really weird to see him in the silver and black, and I think that he's probably at some point going to think it's pretty weird for himself as
I think so.
You know, when he's like 13 weeks into the season and he's got 52 catches and he's like, motherfucker, man, I got Nate Peterman throwing me the ball now because 100%. Derek Carr went down in week
100%.
Three. This is awful.
But is there a better fit than AB in Vegas?
Yeah,
I honestly think that.
I think for AB in Vegas football, this is great.
It is great.
I agree.
And we've talked about this before. You need idiots. You need crazy personnel. Like as much as I don't like the Balloons and the Brinks, you love guys to hate, and they're the guys we hate.
Yeah.
Right? And that's also good. It's good at the entertainment part of football.
Gase will get rid of Le'Veon. He'll go to Vegas as well.
Could you imagine?
It'd be crazy.
And then Big Ben will go there and retire.
Yeah, exactly.
Works
for me. It'll be great.
I like fantastic. It.
Clippy, let's move on.
You've been stepped.
Third down.
Can you be clipped too?
Patriots director of personnel.
Trajector.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, are we going again? Let's do that again. Yeah,
let's try Patriots it one more time. Director of Personnel Nick Caserio recently held a press conference in order to respond to the claim that the Houston Texans tampered by trying to interview him for their vacant GM role. In a stunning move, Caserio didn't address the issue at all.
Weird. Shocking.
Clippy, let's roll that tape.
I believe this is now twice that the team has blocked you from interviewing for this job. Is it hard to put that aside and do your responsibilities now there?
I love being here, and right now we're focused on trying to get the team ready for this season, and you know I'm happy to be here, and I love what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, here's my problem. Over the last 20 years, reporting on the NFL has exploded.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
However, these executives, coaches, and players over that period of time are saying less and less and less to the media for fear something's going to be taken out of context or a sensational story is going to happen.
Right.
In fact, the Patriots have made a sport out of saying nothing to the media, of course.
Yep.
So my question is, what's the point of even talking to football players and executives and coaches anymore? They don't say anything.
And it's
so why
true.
Even talk to them?
It's so true. And I'm... You know, as a Hawks fan, I look at the Russell Wilson conference, and it's just the same blather every time. And he's done it since day one. Like, the guy's a pro in that sense. Even Peyton Manning, let's get some interview from Peyton Manning. You know, it's just going to be boilerplate shit.
Because he's not saying anything.
No.
He's just fed a script 100%. That's just, like, exactly. on fucking 100%. Teleprompter.
It goes through a much longer. Don't stare at it.
Sorry,
don't
I said it.
Stare
I said
at it. I know, you
can't
got
even
it.
Say it.
But I think this is why we love the guys that don't follow the script. The Ocho Cincos of the world. Like those guys that are just like, they're just out there and they're loving football and they're not trying to cultivate the perfect image. They're just out
perfect
there.
Image?
I know. Perfect
image?
The perfect image, yeah.
The perfect image.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
I misheard you.
Yep.
But we like those guys because they give us something.
Yeah.
And like I say, more and more players are being coached, literally coached to be media savvy, which is smart for them.
Yeah.
But you like the guy that can handle that. Yep. That can kind of like, you know, kind of bridge that line where he's got that personality where he's just a genuinely fun guy. So he's not going to be a dick, not going to be too egotistical, but he's just able to banter. So there's like, there's a few guys out there. Often they're kind of sort of understudies, if you will. Like Luke Wilson for the Seahawks was a tremendously funny guy. No one hears his name, but he had a hell of a good time with the press, right?
Now, okay, I'm going to flip this.
Please do.
And I'm going to go at it from a different direction. Okay.
Is that
so,
what that means?
So what hasn't changed in the last, like whatever, let's say, 20 years of the NFL?
Converse shoes.
Yeah, Converse shoes. Yeah. I mean in the NFL.
The forward pass.
The fact that... Like, the number of players on a team and the accessibility to the media, okay? What has changed? Like, media. There's millions of media outlets now.
Right.
And they're asking the stupidest questions, and they roll up to you in the middle of, like, a shower post-game.
Should I take this personally?
You should.
I think so.
Because you're a media
Why do
person?
You take it personally?
Because he's
part of that.
Oh, come on.
You're taking come a on. Shot at our guy
I'm not
guy
taking
here.
A shot at you. I'm taking a shot at, like, the elementary school Gazette interviewing these guys after a game, being like, give us, what do you feel about Converse shoes? Oh, wait, that was
those
you.
Guys
Sorry,
get,
that was...
Those guys get credentialed?
Yeah, exactly.
The Sunny Meadow Elementary.
Oh my God, Sunny Meadow Elementary gets credentialed for games that we can't?
Exactly.
What the hell?
I'm not shocked.
What are they doing?
They get some hard-hitting questions.
Apparently, like Converse shoes. Like,
these guys, okay, so these guys, they get asked.
Do you like gum?
Oh my God. I'm trying to support the players here. Basically, they're constantly in scrutiny.
Yep.
You know, they're constantly having not only like we saw this with Le'Veon Bell. It was like he took it the wrong way. But
really?
It's some fat ass on Twitter like telling him to get on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Every single person is a sports journalist now because they have the ability to put themselves out there and say like, I think Le'Veon Bell is fat. And like, yes, you can take it the wrong way. You've got to filter yourself. But everyone is a journalist and they all have their soapbox and they all have different avenues of getting their word out there or their piece out there.
And it's true. And you're right. And from last week, I think like the players have to moderate that.
They do.
Because they're allowing them to
I'm not
be
saying they're completely innocent here.
No. They just need to coach themselves. Because they're not doing anything wrong, per se, but they're just being
always
overly sensitive.
Back to coaching. Look at that. Always
I know. Always.
Gotta be.
He's got
always.
Such a tight game on this show, on this program.
I really, really have a very small window
it's
of things
perfect.
I can talk about.
It's perfect.
It's just totally perfect.
It really
perfection.
Is. It's perfection.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. I like perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
That's P-R-I-D-F-E-C-T.
No, it's spelled the same way. It's spelled the same way. Second half, all caps.
Of course.
I've seen it on social media all the time.
No, I get it.
All the time.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I'm with you guys as well, where I am getting tired of these guys saying absolutely nothing. It gets boring.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch those post-game press conferences anymore.
It's no value.
But you got to say, like, every once in a while, you do get a gem. Right?
Oh God!
You get a coach that
he's
reached this moment where you know what he was just
done.
Asked. He was just asked the wrong question at the wrong time. Yeah, thank you for queuing me up though. So, and everyone remembers one of the great meltdowns of all time.
Oh yeah,
right?
Cards,
Clippy.
Cards.
Do we have a cut?
No.
Oh, we do.
Oh,
we do!
Oh my
wow!
God!
We thought they were.
Sorry, was that loud?
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason?
I'm shocked.
We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were.
This is going to work well live.
Okay, here's my problem. Over the last 20 years, reporting to the NFL... Oh, sorry, that's on the teleprompter. Sorry, okay. So here's my problem.
So what's the point of even asking questions?
All they're doing is reading off a script. So, Every once in a while, you do get a gem like Denny Green losing his mind, or Jim Mora with his like playoffs kind of thing. Yeah. Clippy, do we have that clip? We don't know. Clip. Okay. So that's fine. So anyway, it's really great when you can get something out of a coach
that,
right?
But okay, I'm going to bring it all back to me here. Just
please.
Bring it all back to me.
Jalen, please do.
Like, did you Did you see that Serena media thing where
Serena Williams?
Where
team,
she was sitting.
What team does she play for?
The USA.
She's the one NFL player I'd take on the island.
Oh, that's fair enough.
She could be a running back.
Oh, my gosh.
She could be a wrecking ball.
Woo. Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Anyway.
She would tear those rabbits right apart with her bare hands.
Come on.
Good old C-Mac.
Come on.
Catch that rabbit, hand it to Serena, and she'd be like.
My point is this. You can't
She'd have
trust
a quilt made for you the first night.
The only thing coming out of a Serena media kind of session was this question that a woman asked her in the media. She was like, basically like, all these people are saying you should stop focusing on women's rights and you should focus on tennis. Like, when do you think you'll stop focusing on? When do you think you'll do that?
Yeah.
The news for like a week afterwards, like, you should see Serena's response to this question from an arrogant media person.
Sure.
And she was like, I'll stop fighting for women's rights when I'm in my grave. And it's like all over the news and stuff. That was staged 100%.
Yeah.
That was like some Serena team member sitting in the crowd. And they're like, just let us flow with this here. So honestly, like, it's a shit show. You know, like, some of these things that trigger guys, some of these things, like, they've got, it's reaching a point where, because it's accessible to everyone, everyone's in media, it's a shit show.
So I get it. So the Cardinals put a media member in the audience to ask Denny Green about the Bears.
Best actor of our generation.
Fantastic.
Best actor of our generation.
I think it was
Denny Green, Daniel Day-Lewis.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Rest in peace.
It finally makes sense, though.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Or Denny Green.
No. Denny Green above Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, but who's dead? Who's dead? You said rest in peace.
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis is still alive.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But you said R.I.P. after
Danny Lewis.
Yeah, but he's on the screen.
But it was sort of grouped together.
Oh, they're both dead?
No, they're not both dead.
You've been statsed! Statsed! One of them is alive! You've been statsed! One for two!
I'm so confused.
Stats guy!
Now, wait a second.
I love when stats is the answer to a question.
Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln, who died in the
movie.
He did!
Technically.
Stats guy!
We need that damn button, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, we need that button. Oh, Clippy!
Can we get a button going here?
Give me a damn button!
Christ!
Do you have the button? Oh, you don't have it yet. Oh, okay.
No buttons, guys. He's on eBay.
Like, no buttons. He's on eBay.
We asked you like two segments ago. Come on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, don't look.
I've been reading.
Hey, Andre the Giant. Don't look. Just drink one of your
Anybody got a peanut?
Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill addressed the media the other day and said that he needed to, quote, work on his life skills. What's the What's the next biggest no shit statement in the NFL this year? One, a coach will complain about the new pass interference replay rule. Number two, Romo will predict a play before it happens. Three, Eli Manning will have a new crying meme on social media. Or four, Robert Kraft will probably masturbate at home from now on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, he wasn't masturbating.
That's true.
He was being masturbated.
So he
Stats guy.
Oh, we need a great guy.
Stats guy.
Is that button up and running yet? Christ. It's been an hour since we asked.
God. You're a mess. You're a mess.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Okay. Who wants this?
Oh, God. I already answered.
He's done. Let me
take a good
drink
point. All right.
No
coach.
Nonsense or no bullshit. Your question was bullshit. He wasn't masturbating.
That's
Someone
true.
Was doing it for him.
Fair enough. Good point. Okay, let's just sit in silence while Coach contemplates the question.
Yeah, he's like, what was the question and the options again? And where am I?
And can I get a ride home?
Can we have a fucking serious take here for once?
Whoa!
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Bring it home.
Jesus. I love it. Right.
He's still just stalling, by the way.
Yeah. Is there a fifth option? Yeah.
What did he say again? Yeah. The fuck were the options? It's the coach one, obviously. Oh. It's always the coach one.
God, he always
the coach one.
Always the coach.
I love that.
Always. Yep. No, there will be pass interference question marks and barking and whining and bitching from like the first quarter of the Hall of Fame game. What's like a week or two from now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the first.
Yeah. There you go. It's not that far.
Dude,
it's in like 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So
couple of weeks.
Within a week.
Yeah. Sure.
But it's got to be that. It's going to be a mess. Yeah. A total mess. And we all know. We all predicted. And I think even the people that drafted, like, yeah, it's a mess. Yeah. We fucked up and we're overdoing it. And that's just how the NFL goes.
Yeah.
They overdo it and they come back. And it's the issue of being so scrutinized and so popular that you're just like, everything that happens that's crazy or at least is blown out of proportion, we've got to do something. And so they'll just mess it up and it'll change. It'll be different next year. Yeah. It's going to be a gong show and games will be lost. The Packers will probably lose another game because of it. No, that just happens.
Fuck you, so, man. Well, no, Dez will catch it this time.
Well, that's
true. That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be a total gong show. Yeah. And it sucks because it's going to be real for some teams.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we
done?
Good? I think we're done.
Let's move on. Let's kill this.
Like for the night?
That's about all the time we have for this week. I'd like to thank the barkeep for what I guess was a great drink. Oh, shit, that's an old script. For a great drink. Oh. I think it was amazing. And it was a good drink.
It was a great drink.
It was a good drink. It was tropical.
It
was tropical.
I love
Island
the tropics,
breeze,
right?
Baby.
Who doesn't like the tropics?
Yeah. Of course, every time I have one now, I'm going to think of Serena Williams tearing apart rabbits.
What?
Just saying.
I think about that every time I drink anything.
or coach at 300 pounds sitting on a lounger,
Chrissy!
With just a stick.
Chrissy!
Chrissy, you missed it. It went in the bush.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
Also, come feed me these grapes and fan me with this palm frond.
That actually sounds pretty damn good.
Coach needs a foot massage. If you'd like to hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com or subscribe.
And surprise me.
And surprise. We're on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you find podcasts. Yes, they will have a surprise. Or tweet us at blitzfootball. We might even respond. Thanks again for getting Blitz.
You know what?
With us.
You're a shit show.
I totally am.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did I get this job?
Because you
ate it up. Stats, God!
Stats, God!
Stats, God!